Hello, hello. Honey, I think this is season three. Is this season three?
This is season three.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I don't know if we're going to push this to be the very, very, very first episode of season three. So y'all will probably hear us introduce season three in a couple episodes because we, you know, it is what it is. But we're happy that you are joining us here, season three. And you know, I have to look up what three means, you know? It's the trifecta. It's the trece.
It's the trinity.
All right, so you all will probably hear a new voice. If you don't follow us on when we do our Facebook Lives, this will be the very first time you are hearing a new voice with us. His name is Brandon. He's like a friend of the family, friend of the podcast.
Friend of the show.
He was an avid commenter when we would do our lives. And he is the cousin of one of our good friends of the show and good friends in life, LaToya. Hey, girl. Hey. So we said, you know what, we're going to add a little Suffolk to the group. We're going to add a little Suffolk. You know, we got a little Jersey. We got a little North Carolina. We got a little Maryland. Now we got a little Suffolk. But even though
got a little Virginia.
Hey, go ahead. 7 cities
on the map.
Yes. So we have him in the mix, too. But today we are talking about something I think is very interesting. We're talking about you critical. We had an episode called Critical as Black People. You critical as Black people, fat shaming. Knowing good and well, your mama them is big, your uncle them, your great grandma had overloading ankles, swole ankles. What'd you say? Uh-oh, Kev. What'd you say, baby?
I love the way you pronounced it. Fat shaming.
Yes.
Like fat girls.
And see, I'm just saying, you know, but we'll get into it. So the reason this came up is because the Super Bowl just occurred and people are killing. And when I say killing, they are killing our brother 50 Cent on his performance from the Super Bowl. Did you all see that? They call him what?
$1.25, like the Dollar Tree. You don't win up.
Lord. But look, I thought 50 looked good. I'm not going to even lie. Like, I didn't even see an ounce of fat on the man's body. He looked like all muscle to me, honey.
This was news to me. I didn't know that people were calling him fat. I mean, I watched it with my family, and my mother was kind of called. She was like, oh, he's big. But I didn't equate that to fat. I just thought, you know... He had been hanging upside down for a long time, and maybe all the blood had just rushed down to the top. Yes,
and that's what I was going to say. Maybe the position he was in was not the best. It was a compromising one. Maybe too long before.
No, you want to know what it was, Brandon, Kev, Johnny? Let's talk about it. So after 30, and dare I say, even after 40, you gain what is called grown man thickness. Okay,
Wait a minute, woman thickness too.
Yeah, I'm getting into it. Women, we just call it, you know, extra cushion for the pushing. We gotta give everybody their credit, give everybody their props, you know. Mm-hmm. So, gentlemen, we've looked back at pictures of ourselves, y'all. Absolutely. And we can't imagine how we thought we were fat.
Yes. I was calling myself fat in my skinny years.
Listen, I love when Facebook gives you a flashback. From 10 years ago, you'd be like, oh.
I posted one the other day.
Were you
but
fat?
Y'all know what?
No, I was skinny in that picture. Okay. I was real skinny. I was.
But you know what they call it, right? They call it, the men call it a dad. Rachel had patting it, the dad bod. You know, that's what they call it when you get a little older.
You got the beer belly, got the keg. You ain't got the six pack no more.
When 50 was hanging upside down, he's burly, you know, he's a right. even what's his name? Dr. Dre. They mm-hmm. both have.
But they are men of a certain age.
They are men. They have the grown man body, the thickness that don't kind of melt off. So they kind of have to make that into muscle.
Not melt when, off.
It don't melt off like it used to. So when 50 Cent was hanging upside down, he did not have man. He didn't have middies. He did not have middies.
He didn't have moobs.
Man he didn't have moobs, udders, middies. Man boobs. He didn't have no middies. He didn't have no udders.
It's a specific type of shirt that gives you that. So
no, if you got udders, shout out to my girl Jamie.
Wait a minute.
We used to talk about this all the time. Gentlemen, if you got udders, the udders are gonna show regardless.
Pause, Kev. It's a specific type of shirt. For men,
I'm not gonna. I'll tell you offline because I don't want to get no backlash from it.
But wait a minute, educate the people because I want to know. Do y'all know?
No, I have absolutely no idea.
Listen, I'll tell you offline. It's directly related to my job, so I can't be mentioning it up here. So, but yeah.
Okay.
Is it a type of material shirt? Well, sometimes I know men who do sports, they be having the like stretchy shirt. It's like
it's
this
a specific
stretchy
style of shirt that is very popular to men of a certain age that gives instant man boobs that I in particular will not buy or wear anymore when I learned that. So, and when we get off, I'll tell you about it.
But
or
Kevin,
I can tell you about it now and I can just.
But Kevin, that's weird because if you got udders, baby, they just gonna show.
But listen, I don't have significant man boobs, but if I wear this type of shirt.
I have man boobs.
But when I wear this type of udders. Shirt, it gives it instantly. It gives instantly. So.
It makes it pronounced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it.
So you try to stay away from shirts that do that. Yeah. Unless you want to accentuate that area.
Yeah. And he didn't have that shirt. That was my point. He didn't have that type of shirt on. And now unless he had Skims or something like that on, unless he had, you know, some type of shapewear and we didn't know nothing about it. But to me he looked good.
Don't have no man boobs or anything now. That's all you can look at. I'm looking at it right now because I got a meme that's up that I wanted to read to y'all.
Go ahead.
And honey. That's all muscle, honey. That's all it is.
He look like it's hard, but then it's a little soft. You can fall
sometimes
asleep.
Sometimes it's fat and muscle together. When you get past a certain age, it turns into fuscle.
You all right? Because you really looking at it. You know, I'm like Tabitha Brown. You okay?
I'm okay, baby. That's not my forte anyway. But I was gonna ask, this is more so towards for the gentleman, because I saw a post on Facebook and it was like, this is how America thinks. And it had a picture of 50 Cent, who was 46, and it said they're saying that he looks like shit, never left the candy shop, looks more like a whole dollar now, and let himself go, got rich and got fat. And then they had a picture of Lizzo, who's 33 mm-hmm. years old, and they're saying that that's empowering, stunning and beautiful, a role model, body positive, a breath of fresh air. So I wanted to ask the gentleman, do you think that there is a double standard when it comes to like men versus women?
Absolutely. But I consider it to be the total opposite. Usually when mm-hmm. a man has a dad bod, it's more acceptable than to have a woman who is, you know, out of shape, who doesn't wear shapewear or, you know, not holding their looseness together. So it's quite the reverse of what was posted on social media. That's my opinion. You know, it's a lot of thick men out here who have women who are very, I guess, put together, and they tend to outly say they rather have someone, a woman that is, you know, in shape.
They put them together. Sometimes they put them together.
Yeah. So. Or they'll pay for them to be.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they walking around here with cankles, you know, so, you know.
Well, look, let me say with the Lizzo and 50 Cent comparisons, I don't think that in particular is the double standard for me. I just feel like people recognize you for what they met you as. So if you change, Lizzo came to be known, came like started gaining popularity the way she is now. Yes, like we always know her as being a little bit rotund. Yes. Mm-hmm. So 50, when as a matter of fact, most people met 50 when he was, you know, when he looked a little bit different than I like guess what people are saying what he
was. He was younger.
Matter of fact, but he was so much younger, right?
He was young and he looked like old video. He looked like a lizard. I was like,
but the thing is, people have a hard time differentiating what they who they met you as from, you know, whoever you grow into. Like my thing is Keisha Cole. The Keisha Cole, and this is just an example that I met when I first became known to her, is completely different than the Keisha Cole that I know now. And I have a hard time reconciling with that because I like the Keisha Cole that I fell in love with, who didn't really have an image consultant and was kind of a little rough around the edges, versus the Keisha Cole that she is now. You know, the more
I just have a sidebar on Keisha Cole, because that's when I actually first met Erica, was actually at the Keisha Cole, what is it? North Carolina A&T homecoming.
Aggie Pride.
Had the blonde and the red, and guess who had half of her red in their hair? Erica Bell.
I used to have very red hair.
I remember that.
How many years ago was that, y'all?
I have pictures of that. Yeah, I have pictures of that.
It was a semester. It was like a semester of absolutely. That might have been year three. I think that was year three. I had, when I said red.
I feel like I can agree. Well, was that your influence? Is that what you were, the look?
No,
that you were,
I was just trying to try something different. And you know, it is what it is. But you know what? I think you all are right in regards to where you meet people at. But maybe Johnny's will feel me on this. I think they actually give Lizzo a hard time too. I think what people are doing is faking and fronting for social media. Like, they get on there to talk trash about people because half the country ain't shit anyway. And when I say ain't shit, I mean have self. I'm just serious. They have most of the country has confidence issues because of social media. Like,
that's your word of the day. Right. Ain't shit.
You know, a majority of them have confidence. Majority of the country has confidence issues. So when they get on social media, what they'll do is they try to pick people apart. It's almost like those children that were never chosen to play Duck Duck Goose. So they grow up to be these sad ass individuals who like to talk about people because they have.
Wait a minute, what does Duck Duck Goose got to do with it?
Because you feel like you somebody when somebody say Duck Duck a goose and you get up and run and have a good time. They were never chosen to play dodgeball.
I'm picking the slowest. I'm picking the slowest person.
I know that's the strategy game.
But you know you're gonna choose your friend. You know you're gonna choose your friends. Or like when you play basketball, you choose your team. When you play basketball, Johnny, you choose your friend.
You're gonna automatically choose the fat person so they can't catch you.
Okay, honey. Look, sometimes I know how fast I can go.
Slow. Sometimes they always.
Yeah, it's always. It might be somebody who got jacked up feet who can't quite do it.
Right.
You never know. You might have, like, you know, but basically.
I did not discriminate.
You know, it's people who sitting up here talking all this trash behind the scenes. But if somebody ever put a device in person's phones who talks all this trash, who makes these memes, I think it would be very interesting for us to see
what
the
they look
absolute
like.
Critter that is on the other side of that camera leaving a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think it's the critters. And so when I went back to see who was talking about 50 Cent, it was the men with the middies. Uh-oh. It was the men with the belly button that look like it's triple the size it should be because they, you know, they pregnant times eight. Like, I was blown away.
Do you feel like they're getting their life because he, you know, because he was upholding a physical standard that they couldn't meet, and now it's like they still can't meet it, but it's like they're glad.
And they 26, and he still look better.
Yeah, it's people can't listen. I even put this on TikTok, but I took it down because I said I need to format it a little bit better. But most people can't even get on the bar to hang upside down. Let's talk about it. Like,
man,
you can't even.
50 years old, y'all.
I mean, I can get on it, but I ain't going to hang upside down.
We gonna go to the local park.
Man, almost 50. He almost 50. 50, almost 50.
Yeah.
And they go in on
him. Why don't they just welcome him to the club and say, welcome? We've been here for a minute.
I feel like this is their welcome, nigga, you fat. This is your welcome.
But then it was also the slim people, the young people, and I said, "Well, wait a minute. You're not even at the age where you have, you know, this thickness." But I guarantee you this: majority of the country got vertigo. And if you try to hang upside down like that and then get down and start rapping, majority of us are trip drop off the stage, child. Yeah, be like, boom.
Mm-hmm. Right. And my thing is, I think what happens is, because I was, me and my husband was talking about it. He said that he feels like women, we are more understand, like we are more like, we're going to love you regardless. Right. So it's more acceptable for men to be a certain size. Whereas for women, it's not as acceptable because people are not, you know, we get basically body shame more so. And one thing that 50 Cent said that I like, he said that it's only body shaming when you're ashamed of being fat. So you know, how can you shame me when I'm not ashamed of what I have? So
thank you.
That, to me, that shuts people up.
The most attractive
I look fly, I look good.
Right. And look, y'all see, and look, did y'all see the woman on his arms though? I went to his Instagram, he got a bad one. So
he's beautiful.
All these people out here talking about 50 Cent, he must be doing something right.
He is. He don't have the belly covering up his ding-ding.
Uh-oh.
Clearly.
Wait a minute.
Come on. It's like a magic trick with some of them. You see it, didn't you? I'm just saying. But okay, whatever. So I think all of us carry our weight beautifully.
It's about the confidence, honestly.
Yes.
And I think all of us are very confident in who we are.
Because
I've seen pictures where I've been smaller, and I've definitely, after the COVID pandemic, been in the house 2 years. I'm on the heavier side, heavier than I've been in a long time. So, hey, and I love me.
Right now,
I'm going to be looking swole like a gerbil.
Like a piece of beef jerky in the plate. Yes.
Every bit of it, okay?
So, Johnny's, you said you had something to say about all this, because I feel like I've been fat shamed in my life. Every time I make a comment about dusty ass Kevin Samuels, all his minions, all they can say about me is, well, you fat. And I'm thinking to myself, but in the world, in the real world, if you walk past me, you probably try to holler, but then I realize, you know what, I ain't even gonna go there. Shout out to you, interesting minions. Bless your heart. But go ahead, Johnny.
I don't think it should be all about if you're fat or whatever. I went back kind of think about, like, where did this come from? Like, you know, why do people feel, you know, obligated to talk about people weight or whatever? And, like, you know, when you grow up, especially me, I've always been on the bigger end of the spectrum, you know? You have family members that say certain stuff to you and things like that. And I feel like some people do care about you, but they just don't know how to go about it. And I feel like now people take it like all the way to the left. Like, it's one thing to be, why are you so concerned about people being overweight? Are you cared about them being healthy?
Yeah,
that's one thing. But are you, like, what's the point? If you care about them being healthy, then you should come to them in a certain way. But all of this, putting this stuff on the internet, calling people whatever names, what have you, that doesn't help anyone. So at the end of the day, you need to take a look at yourself and decide, why am I doing this? Like, what am I getting? What are people getting out of fat shaming 50 Cent?
Any self-gratification. Right.
What is
the appropriate way? Or is it ever appropriate to tell somebody that they're fat?
No, because it's not the only time you should tell people about their weight is when you see them going down a very terrible road. You know, if you're like, yo, I feel like something's about to happen, so let's work together to take care of this. Go ahead, Kev. What you about to say?
Aren't there some people in your life that can tell you whatever they would like? For instance, I'll give myself, my family, my parents in particular, are going, if I am thicker than the last time that I saw them, they are going to say that. They're going to be like, oh, you fat. You need to give me that shirt because you squeezing out of it. That, like, my parents are going to say, my siblings will say that.
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel like I can receive it from them because they have seen me at all types of weight. So
That's what I think the problem is, y'all, with I don't know if it's all families, but I can only talk about the Black families. It's the way people say things to you, right? Yes. Like, okay, like my uncle, he used to call us, "Oh, you over there looking like the whale on the beach." Like, really?
A beach to whale?
Is that what you say? Yeah. Well, that's what they say. I can't even remember the saying.
Yes,
or you fucking talk about that shirt. Yes. You get what I'm saying? So then when somebody that really care and real and trying to come to you in a concern, you already built this exterior because of the other people who didn't know how to approach it and just being negative. Meanwhile, you over there looking the same way and you grown. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I feel like people need to come with, when you're talking to people, come with love, come with grace. And then it'll be a better understanding, because all you're doing is making people build like this exterior that they're not going to want to listen to anyone, even if those people are trying to help them, because they're used to people coming to them with just in a negativity. More comical or negative way.
I feel like it depends on who it's coming from. It's a combination of who it's coming from and how it's coming. But I know for my family in particular, it doesn't matter how it's coming. Even if it's meant in a joking manner, I do take it seriously because I know.
You do, you know,
Because I know that they are they're not making it up. I know that they're going to say honestly how they, just like I would to them. And I wouldn't, I would like to say I wouldn't intend to hurt their feelings, but even if it does, I know that I would tell them, hey, like, what is going on? Like,
It depends. It depends, because when you have those country southerner family members, you know, I have been a child and have walked up to great aunts, uncles, but Ooh, look at y'all. Y'all are fat as hell, you know? Ooh. And you know what? But I've learned to like laugh cultural? About it.
Do you feel I think
in my family, when they say you fat, it's almost them saying, "Ooh, you look good and you're so cute. Come here, come get a hug." Right, like, it's almost equivalent to that because I think I'm unique where I've had people, you know, I've had people very close to me, especially when I was younger, you know, say, "Oh, Erica, I ate 3 yeast." I remember this so vividly. It's 2 times. One time I was eating yeast rolls and I hadn't had yeast rolls in my diet like that. And I ate about 3 of them suckers and they were so good.
And I remember.
Still hungry?
And they went to my mom and was like, "She ate so many rolls." And I remember my mom saying, "This is what they told me." And as a child, I remember saying to my mom, "Well, why you didn't tell them to mind their business?" You know,
Were they telling your mom because they were concerned?
No, they weren't concerned. I just feel like they
were saying it because maybe you was eating all the rolls from there. Because I know I have told on my cousin for eating all the because she's younger than me, and I'm like,
you're not a big guy, you don't understand. So when you are of a certain size, certain things don't apply to you. Like they automatically think you can't do certain things. They automatically think you got high blood pressure and cholesterol. Yes. They automatically think if you eat three yeast rolls, you just because you
it ain't just rolls. Somebody was skinny, everything rolls,
they wouldn't have nothing to say. You know, so it's just like automatically when you are a plus size person, whatever, it's just certain things that's gonna be said.
They monitor everything, like you said, John.
Yeah.
Or looked at. So yeah, if you go get a second plate, they're looking at you. They're like, "Oh, you eating again?"
I feel like with the older generations, of in the Black family, I feel like weight is almost like this unattainable thing, because I have been on the majority of my adolescence, I was really, really skinny. And I remember, and I still to this day remember, well, maybe not this year, but maybe within the past 5 years, I would go to like my grandmother's house or one of my great aunts, and she'd be trying to feed me because she feel like I'm too skinny. So she'd be like trying to put on weight. Or I remember probably in high school, I would walk around with like a wife beater or something, like a tank top on, and my aunt would be like, oh, it's too much bones, you need to put some clothes on. So I just feel like for a part of a sector of our family, like the older generations, their comments or whatever they had to say at a certain point, I just wouldn't even take it seriously, because it's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you, like, I don't know what weight is going to be
accepted. I can agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the people who are slim with it. And Brandon, you're probably good over there. I wanted to check his mic real quick because our mics were overpowering his mic. Like, whenever Johnny said something more, Kevin, it was like, whoop, it's the mic power at this point.
Okay.
I think it doesn't matter. You're going to get ridiculed one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Social media is trash. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot stand when people have all this stuff to say and then you go to their profile and you are literally looking at people, you know, Lord forgive me, very interesting situations. Interesting, they clearly don't have their hair done. Their homes look trashed. It's just all kind of stuff. But even if they look like they have themselves together, that's even worse. You trying to be picture perfect for the gram, but your whole life is in shambles, you know, and you sitting up here talking about people. And you know what? I think 50 Cent is fine. I hope he throws money at the screen and be like, y'all wish y'all was me anyway, and keep it moving. He probably don't care.
People that have their bodies together knows what it takes to be put together. So I don't think they have the energy to dog somebody else because they're in the gym 25/8. You know what I'm saying? Or they're very self-conscious about what they eat or what they drink or what they're putting in their bodies. So they know what it takes. And everybody's not disciplined like that. I mean, let's look at the world. Let's look at how Adele reintroduced herself with this new figure and this new body. Let's look at how people receive Jennifer Hudson and her singing ability. Great example. Yeah, you know, let's look at Luther Vandross. Let's take it back. You know what I mean? So
big Luther, little Luther.
Yeah, you know, it's like it's always gonna be this, you know, this body shaming. Can he sing? Can they sing as good with the weight or without the weight? Let's take it back again. Jennifer Holliday. You know, it's like in all those faces and expressions she makes when she belts out her song, right? You know, so
it's back to what people have a hard time differentiating your whatever you evolve into from how they met you. If you came in the game a certain way, that's how they know you. So when you start to morph into something else, regardless of whether it's good, bad, indifferent, if it's just different to them and they don't know how to take that. I have a hard time taking actors differently. If I knew them in a role, like the next time I see them, I continue to call them the character from the previous role.
Right.
Because that's how I knew them. So.
But Kevin, I guess when it crossed the line is when people start just saying whatever they want to say to those people, like, you know, like Jennifer Hudson or whatever, or whoever, you know, like, yeah, I'm losing weight or I'm gaining weight or what have you, you know, and it's hard for people to, you know, what you're saying, to navigate around that because people are changing, which we should all be changing, because I'm pretty sure they changed since, you know, the last time they were a teenager, what have you. But what happens is when people start to cross the line and say certain things and do certain things and just because you never know where someone is in a mental space, you know? And so I think that's where the line is crossed, is when people just start making memes about it, being really negative and nasty about it, because we should be celebrating 50 Cent. Like I said, 50, he almost 50. But yet they up there making him like a comical, you know, thing.
And but do we think that any of these social media people would ever say that to them in person, though? Like, how much of it? Like, because social media to me is something that doesn't have to exist. Like, you can just turn it off. You can just not look at it. So do we feel like anybody would ever go up to a Jennifer Hudson or 50 Cent or Adele and be like, you need to gain more weight or you need to lose weight to their face?
No, I don't think so.
I think a woman, yeah, I think they probably deal with it in the industry. Like maybe, you know, maybe for clothing, you know, or their people that's like in their camp saying, oh, now people are talking about your weight. You might need to not lose as much weight, or you may not need to do this. I feel like they may. I feel like they do hear it. I feel like they might hear it.
They definitely hear it, because think about the late great Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston. Both of them were on. They were interviewed because of their weight loss, and that's when they knew that there was a problem somewhere in their lives. One was prescription drugs and the other one was street drugs. So I definitely think people will tell you.
Where's when the receipts though?
Receipts. Come on, Diane Sawyer. Show me the receipts.
And even look, Oprah Winfrey too. You know, yeah. People going on Oprah's.
Oh, yeah.
Oprah,
yeah. Big, yeah. But
again, you know, Oprah is what, 60, 70 years old.
But they went, y'all, right. On a Living Color, they would tear Oprah's tail.
But Johnny,
they had her.
We were laughing though.
That was bad. But I think it's because people don't have any for entertainment. They have nothing else to do.
I think mocking is funny to me. Not necessarily what they're saying, but some. I feel like impersonating somebody is the funniest thing.
I'm so glad you spoke on that, Kevin, and Johnny's did. She touched on it with 50 Cent being almost 50, mm-hmm. and with Madea impersonating. Mary J. Blige. It's not just about body shaming. There's also age shaming. They called it a geriatrics halftime performance because all of those entertainers are of a certain
age. Are they saying that? Is that what the internet are saying?
Absolutely.
Like, so, hold on.
Got something to say about everything.
I'm telling you, these people have absolutely nothing.
They weren't entertained. I thought it was really wonderful.
And them saying it is geriatric. Yeah. These people are still making millions off of these songs.
There you have it. But then there's also another element, another elephant in the room. A lot of our Anglo-Saxon folks said that they would not watch the halftime show because of the presence of all the African Americans, because
it was blickety black. That's
yes, from the American Beautiful, from the Star Spangled Banner to the halftime show.
He was watching it when Eminem was up there,
and he was the one that kneeled. Can we get a hand clap of praise for that? Okay, on Black History Month. Okay,
right.
What was Kaepernick then? Okay,
it's always that lets you know. That is, especially right now in America, there is a crucial divide, right? Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to T. Rump. Things are just a hot raggedy mess because
who is okay.
I was like, who is T. All right, Kevin had his little blonde
45.
You know, he's made it so difficult. You know what? What he's done is, you know, bring out the people who secretly hate you and they publicly mm-hmm. want to hate you now. You know, and that's good. Right. So we can see who they are. However, mm-hmm. I think with halftime shows, if depending on what it looked like, it's going to be a real conversation. Now, when there's the other acts, nobody says anything. We're like, whatever.
No, they are the standard, right?
They're no
the
problem. Right. What you bring right. on,
right?
You know. These folks, and this is a whole issue, but you know what? I have lived my life in bliss, wanting, and I receive those who have things to say about me. Growing up, when I was trying to come into my own, especially in that college corridor where I started, Kevin likes to talk about me wearing this shirt that said Japan. I used to wear these little tight shirts. I used to wear the ones with the V-neck because my mom and them don't play them games. Your clothes
that
cannot
Japan
be tight.
Shirt was it. That Japan. I was guaranteed to see that shirt at least twice a week.
It was not damn twice a week. Once a month.
I remember one time I seen Erica on a Monday and then on the Thursday I said
no,
Japan
you,
again.
No, you guys need it. No, Kevin's talking crazy. Not wear the shirt twice.
Erica, he came to drag you for fifth on this.
No, Kevin used to have a Jerry curl in college, but he talked about me with a Japan shirt.
Listen, I had a texturizer. Don't do
we doing the dozens today. We doing the dozens.
Don't do that.
I had so many clothes, I wouldn't have to back it up for a double play within the same.
Wait a minute. We went from fat shaming to shirt shaming to hair shaming.
You see how that works? It'd be the people closest to you. right. to drag you.
But yeah. when I love that Japan shirt. I don't understand how it became a justice. I was giving, you know, I was paying homage to that. I love
it. You cannot moonwalk out of this, Kevin.
Kevin, when you told us she wore it twice a week, then that's when it
came over. Okay.
And then Kevin sitting up there laughing hysterically. No, it ain't true.
Because I was just trying to figure out, is it the Olympics or something?
Are we Don't even try, Kevin. Because that's not me. I don't do that. But anywho, but if you do, if you like to do a double play within 1 week, bless your heart. Do you? Right. However, what I was saying
I do
was
all the time now.
Well, oh, and then you're gonna talk about me. That's you.
These pants that I got on now, I had on yesterday.
That's right, McGripe. But anyway.
No, it's not. I only had them on for 3 hours. So I'm gonna lay them on this chair and put them right back.
You need a whole 8 hours to call it dirty.
Exactly.
5 hours. No. So basically what I was saying was I was starting to wear tighter, like fitting clothes. I was wearing jeans that were fitted. You know, as people, you start to realize your body type, your figure, mm-hmm. and people absolutely would talk trash about things I would wear. And it wasn't because I was uncomfortable. They were uncomfortable with me being who I was.
Were these random strangers or these people that people who know and...
These were people, parents. These were my parents. There were other people, my counterparts. I can definitely say some people in our girlfriends group, they were having a hard time with, you know, how I would carry myself. But it was because they were unable to carry themselves a certain way. So as an adult now, as an older person, I am unapologetically going to slay. And if people have issues with it, get yourself together.
Go ahead and
work on you. Like, you don't bring me your insecurities. If you have an issue with plus size people who can wear a two-piece or a crop top or anything like that, guess what? Talk, send me an email.
But it's so funny you would say that, Erica, because I guess about 10 years ago, I decided to wear my hair like just long and let it do its own natural curl. And when people, they would come up to me and like, what are you doing with your hair? And here we are, fast forward 10 years later, everybody's doing it. But like you said, I was unapologetically Black. I've always been pro-Black. And if my Blackness offends you, I'm sorry for you, but that's not changing. It grows out my head in a certain way. Even now, right. I've taken it a step further. Right. I'm locking. I'm going through the whole locking process. No longer am I doing the natural curls. It'll do that anyway. But I remember when it first started, that was the question. What are you doing to your hair? Are you? It looks like you're not combing it, brushing it. This is the way it grows for my scalp. Okay?
People are always gonna have something to say. People are always
gonna have something to say. But the fact that they real comfortable to come up to now we in a different realm, right? Like if your family be like, look at you, you all big and stuff, and I'd be like, I am big. You a fan though. Hey. I'm just very quick with it. Like if you're gonna say, if you're a family member, somebody you say something cute, I'ma just look at you and be like, But you wish.
Right. You don't have
but
to
if
receive
it's these
it.
Other
whatever
people,
they're giving, you don't have the message doesn't have to be received.
Yeah, people like hating ass friends, well, they not friends, associates, you know, things like that. Those are the people you really sashay on. And let me tell you, it burns them up. They try really hard to bring you down. But you know, people really hating on you. Guess what, boo? Flip your hair, you know, whatever guys do, you know.
Right.
Just do you
off your shoulder.
Yeah.
Right. And the Don't crazy hit. Part is people could comment on something that if you want to change, you can change. But can you change your nasty attitude? Can you change that you have issues going on with yourself that you cannot fix? No. Right. But if you know, if I want to lose pounds or whatever, I could do that if I choose to and mm-hmm. still be cute either way. But what can you change? What you got going on?
No. Right. Because when they have funky, nasty, stanky attitudes, people didn't want to be around you before, and they're not going to want to do with you after. It doesn't matter if you get a tummy tuck, BBL, breast lift, whatever. You might get a few fans who want to rub on you, but that's temporary. They don't have any long-term love, long-term friendships.
You speaking about something... Right. You got to choose your battle because, you, like you said, it's these people out here that's looking like Ugg mugs, talking Critters. Cash money shit. And I'm just like, nah, you can't have a nasty attitude and be ugly. Choose your struggle.
Listen, But listen, the math ain't mathing because they usually have both. And it's like, it is almost like a ticking time bomb. Like, baby, I'm confused. It's so much happening. I am flustered. You look like a critter and you're talking about people. Come on.
And that's why you ugly. Yeah.
Well, let me say this. Getting back to the weight shaming topic, is there a way for somebody who doesn't know you that well to give their opinion about your weight?
Never.
Or is it just, do you feel like it's just unnecessary?
I think that somebody that doesn't know you well, no, they should not. But I feel like if you have someone that you have a healthy relationship with, then yes, because like I'm just thinking about me personally, guys. Like when I was in college, you know how they say freshman 15, honey, I feel like I had freshman 30. Like, you know, and my grandma, she said, Janice, you know, I don't know, baby, you're getting a little thick. You might need to, you know, go do something, whatever. And because of the past, people, how people would say, I didn't hear her. You see, that's what I'm making that connection. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear her. I couldn't hear her. I just felt like, oh, I know I look good, whatever, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. But now at 37, when my bones start hurting and I'm trying to move around with these kids and things, you know, y'all know, you know, I had to make a lifestyle change. I had to do what was best for me because I no longer felt, I felt like I looked good, but I didn't feel good. Like I couldn't move. I couldn't navigate like I used to. And I wish that in the Black community, it was another way where, you know, instead of just saying stuff, how about you teach me to look at the calories? How about you teach me?
That's it.
How about you teach me to do these things?
Yes.
You know, instead of always trying to criticize, and you show me, because you're the one that was feeding me. You're the one that was giving me that good old
baby. On the same token.
And so I just wish it was handled differently. You know?
Yeah, I would be mad at the same time I was just, you know, talking shit about my family for saying, you know, that I put on a couple of pounds. If they didn't say anything, I would feel like, why you just let me, like,
let myself go?
Yeah, like, you weren't gonna say nothing? Like, oh, I'm just letting you do your thing.
I think it's important to incorporate, like, exercise and movement. Like, a lot of people talk about Michelle Obama, but she definitely was the catalyst for eating healthy, putting the calorie count on everything, getting active. And that's the part that I think the African-American community is missing. We know how to cook. We know how to party. We know how to do all these things. We know how to come together. But what we don't know how to do is exercise. Or, you know, just make it part of our daily routine.
It needs to be part of the Black family, I feel.
Yes.
Like. Your parents.
And I'll say, guys, I've seen a change because, you know, like now everything in my house is kind of sugar-free, right? And my nephew, he's in ninth grade. And when he comes to my house, he said, oh, that's the best kind of Gatorade, the sugar-free one, because that's what they drinking in school, you know? So I think that, like you said, that minor change would definitely make a big difference in just like the education part of, would you? It's not all about how you look. It's all about how you feel and how your body is healthy, you know? So,
because when you feel good, you're going to be good. You ain't going to go messing with nobody else today, okay?
Right. That's so true. Let them know, Tabitha. So okay.
That is so true. So true.
Right.
Because listen, with me going to the gym all the time, you know, my motivation for going to the gym was at first to do me. But now it's still to do me. Hold on, I'm not done yet, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
So I would go to the gym to get myself together, but I started to realize I have a little fan club at the gym. So I go to show off that you don't have to be.
She goes to stunt on them hoes.
I go because you know you don't have to be crittery. And the girls I work out with, they're the same way. Like everybody now that we're acclimated to the rigorous workouts of Good News Fitness, shout out to Gabe. Once we got past the trauma of trying to keep up, now you just know how to maintain. Everybody wear real cute outfits to work out. We gonna work out together.
Didn't we try to work out together in college?
In college, but now I don't know if you can handle that, Kev. But you know,
we tried that one day and did not.
One day.
I think we went two times. I think we went two times.
We both got a membership at the, actually they right down the street from me now, but we got a membership at the gym. And we did horrible. We went to this aerobic, was it an aerobics class?
I think so.
We got there late, so I feel like the shit started, I don't know. Well, it was supposed to start at the hour. We probably got there 10 minutes late.
We were terrible at that time.
We left about 10 minutes later. We was that bad.
Wow. We were terrible. But you know,
we came in there and disrupted it, and we was it probably was like I know the people in there was like, is this the episode of Punk? Like, we were dying in there.
Didn't give a damn. We were pretty bad. I would definitely tell people we were pretty bad students at that time. Outside of class and inside.
What was the motivation to even go to gym at that point?
Well, I feel like our last year of school, I started putting on weight because I'm not even going to go down the road of why again, because every time I mention it, Kevin likes to have a fit. He had flex dollars. So he would have a tremendous amount of flex dollars. So he would take my fat ass to the Chick-fil-A every day.
He would take me to the chicken joint
at the student union. It used to be an Asian food spot, but it got so bad, all they did was fry.
It was fried chicken.
But I will say, everybody had that one friend that had extra meal plans that you definitely right.
I had it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Kevin be like, oh, I mean, we'd be in the middle of just sitting there talking, studying. He'd be like, ooh.
See, that's just like skinny people though, Erica.
Yeah, you hungry? You
right. Got they can eat like anything. They eat about 10 times. Honey, we eat once, and that's it.
So I'm looking at the pictures from when we were graduating.
I was skinny back then. I thought I was fat, but I was skinny. Hella skinny back then.
And I'm looking at these pictures. I am like, I was smaller than I am now. However, I feel like that's when I was like, oh, I definitely had I eat fried chicken neck going on. Like it was just like right under the chin. It's like it was like I
it's
eat
called
fried
a
chick.
Chicken. It's when your chin and your neck fuse together.
It's so a gobble. It's the gobble. Okay?
It's called a chin and neck comma. It just fuses to become a chick.
Wait a minute. Then, are we fat shaming?
Listen, let me be clear.
Look, it's not shame if you're not ashamed, honey.
Yeah, right. And you can be any size and have a check. I feel like a check comes when a chin neck check situation comes when you just be eating a whole lot and your neck don't really know what to do. So you can be, you can be bottom small. And still have a check situation. Like when you button up this number right here and that thing is.
You know what I think? What I think the worst is, this one I know you got to lose weight. I mean, it's many different ways, but I realized I needed to lose weight some years ago. Even though with me having my 10 pound gain change from COVID, it was when I was coming out of school, you know, you first starting to make a little money and I was going to Cheesecake Factory all the time. Like I would date people and they would take me to Cheesecake Factory like every weekend. I knew something was wrong when I had to go to Walmart and get some new drawers. I said, I can't wear my drawers no more. Like I am busting out of these pennies. And I was like, I've never experienced such a thing like this in my life.
It's funny you said that.
Because that the last turning point when you have to buy a new size?
When you got to buy new panties.
But that also works in the reverse, Erica. Because when I lost weight, the drawers got loose. They started
I got some of them now.
I said, I wear boxer briefs. I said, why are these things like falling off? You know what I'm saying?
No, what you do, Brandon, is you just pull them up a little bit higher.
Oh, my God.
And then when you put your belt on, just make sure that you... First of all, I got expensive draw. I'm not just throwing them joints away. Like...
Wait a minute. How long is too long to have a pair of draws?
We need to make that a whole nother episode because... Honey, the draw... people don't understand. Your draws is a litmus test to a lot of things. The length of time you wear them... how they fit on you. I don't wear nothing but Lane Bryant drawers because they go with me through ups, downs, and lefts and rights.
Do they have holes in them?
Now, you know I got one of those holes because you know I got
but you know women, he eats but my women, drawers. But also, woman, we got two different types. Well, we got different types because you got the period draws. Yeah. You got the sexy ones and you got the everyday wear. You know, so you got to have different categories. Yep.
Kevin, and do we have the same for men? Do we have sexy draws?
Everyday I know draws? Kevin does.
Yeah, I have some draws that are but show draws, I guess. They're for show. Oh, and then I have comfortable. I have draws to go with different out because sometimes, like some of the stuff I wear, you gotta have no seam. Sometimes you don't need to have that. So I got some seamless draws too.
Somebody,
well, listen, we're gonna have to. So if you want to hear that episode, come over to social media and drop a comment and be like, so when is the draws episode? Okay, and we'll have to spin it up with something else because we can't be spending 45 minutes talking about the draws in our drawer.
I'm giving me some Fenty lingerie.
That's what come on now. They go, Kevin, he's like, ready. I got him. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try to see these draws soon. Because you know, next month is Kevin's birthday, and then the month after that is Johnny's birthday, so we're gonna have some turn ups here. But listen, we've come to the end of this episode. You know, it's always wonderful to have the crew, especially since we took a little break. But again, welcome to season 3. And if you're not following us on all social media platforms, please do that. Of course, we're gonna try to do a little bit better with YouTube. Pray for me. But I'm gonna try my best to get us on TikTok too. We do have a TikTok. I just haven't put anything up there. So come follow us on TikTok. Leave a comment. Be like, okay, Erica, what y'all doing over there? But check us out. We do have a private Facebook page on Facebook. So come in there, tell us where you're from, and shout out to Germany. Y'all are killing it in Germany. I don't know what's going on. Germany, they are downloading left and right.
They want to get their German chocolate cake. That's why they're
doing it. So we appreciate you all. It's better
than Japan, Kevin.
Yeah,
I know.
Here we go. But you all have a great week, and we'll holler at y'all next time. Bye.
Bye, y'all. Bougie, bride.